3FM. 3FM.
FM, Summer Babe en daarvoor draaide ik iets waardoor ik een appje kreeg van Den Rode, die zegt dat is oude Hot Chocolate. Klopt, dat was inderdaad Ty Segall die ik draaide, Everyone's a Winner. En dat is weer een cover van Hot Chocolate.
3 voor 12 radio.
En waarom deze twee bands? Nou, dat zal ik je vertellen. Want 3 voor 12 die zoekt graag voor jou uit waar de leukste muziek te vinden valt. En vanavond checken we de discografie van het cultlabel Drag City. Een uur lang is het hele platenlabel aan de beurt. En dat ja, wordt doorgaans rock met een experimentele twist wat daar uitgebracht wordt. Met jaren 80 cultbands en acts zoals Bill Callahan, Silver Juice en Stereolab. Maar ook fantastische nieuwe platen van bijvoorbeeld Jessica Pratt. En Ty Segall die je net hoorde. Die afgelopen vrijdag een nieuw album uitbracht, daarover straks meer. Het komend uur hoor je een gesprek met Ryan Murphy. Hij is sales director van Drag City. En al sinds het begin van het label in 1989 betrokken. En dat is altijd als ik dingen lees, geboorte, data, cijfers voor mijn eigen geboorte, dan moet ik altijd even rekenen. Discalculus. En met betrokken bedoel ik niet alleen achter een bureau alle sales fixen, maar ook daadwerkelijk met de artiesten in de studio zitten. En daar zit ook zeker een gedachte achter.
When you're working in the studio and you know these things about a record, then you can sort of say, I feel that this song might be a great side-ending song, you know?
Yeah.
And all the while, you're building towards something that you're going to show the public and share with them and hope to entertain them with. Mm. So I can think about it in terms of being a salesperson and then be involved in the making of the art of it and have it be perfectly copacetic. It's not like I'm going to go in there and say, we need a hit single. That's not good enough, you know? No. But I want to make that clear. It's more about having compassion for the music and the artist and also the listener and trying to bridge the distance from what happens in the studio to what's actually going to happen after the person buys the record.
Yeah, it sounds to me as well that like the close involvement of everyone in the label at Drag City is very important, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It is. There is a family quality to it.
Ja, Drag City voelt dus als een familie aan eigenlijk, waarin iedereen met elkaar het beste wil maken van de muziek, zonder dat er meteen gedacht wordt aan een potentieel commercieel succes. Zo van wat we altijd wel vaak denken over platenlabels. Is het een hit? Is het een hit? Dat het er zo aan toe gaat, dat is volgens Ryan niet het geval. Wordt daar dan helemaal niet naar gekeken door het label?
What I found is, time and time again, with our new artists, their conception of what they're doing is entirely their own. And yet, when they're done, they say, shouldn't this be for everybody? And it's sort of becomes then our task to find a way to everybody, if we can. You know, I wish that it were a little bit more glib what I had to say and was easily encapsulated, but I think that if I were to put it down to one thing, I would say that our artists are living in a world that is next door to the one that we all know that we're all living in, and they're often wondering what if that world could be the one that everyone was in. And that's something that we don't even look for that. We just get it over and over again because those are the sorts of people who we find interesting.
Ja, dat je muzikanten dus ook heel erg aardig vindt is belangrijk voor het label Drag City. Tot aan middernacht hoor je alles over dit platenlabel. En als ik dan toch ga proberen het een beetje chronologisch aan je voor te spinnen, dan wil ik je graag laten horen wat de allereerste release was. Dat was namelijk Royal Trucks met Hero Zero in dus 1989.
Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded. cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. The type of memories that turn your bones to glass. Turn your bones to glass. Mother came rushing in. She said we didn't see a thing. We said we didn't see a thing. And father left at 8, nearly splintering the gate. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. The type of memories that turn your bones to glass. Turn your bones to glass. And though you were just a little squirrel, understood every word. And in this way they gave you clarity, a cold-blooded clarity. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. How can I stand and laugh with the man who redefined your body? How can I stand and laugh with the man who redefined your body? Those cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times.
Is dit Cold-Blooded Old Times van Smog. Je luistert naar de label special over cultlabel Drag City uit Chicago. Ze begonnen dus zo'n 30 jaar geleden en dat is in de muziekwereld al een ongelofelijke prestatie. En ik vroeg me af, heeft salesmanager Ryan Murphy wat geleerd in die afgelopen tijd?
What we've learned, I think, is that to some extent that from the very earliest days the idea of making no contracts has been useful, because people with contracts are people who are wondering how to get out of contracts, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas people who are in an agreement, let's do something until we don't anymore, have considerably fewer concerns. The other thing that I'm thinking about is the music business has changed repeatedly in many ways since 1989, on a year-to-year basis, really. It's very important for us to remain flexible and look at the new media. In 1992, the new media was CDs. We had not done one. We said, let's do one for this new Smog record. And that opened the door to something that actually allowed us to expand everything, our audience, in a great deal over the course of the 90s, putting out CDs. Today, the new media involves the streaming services and everything, and we were late coming to them. We wanted to look closely at them before we made a decision, and when we did, we discovered that there are possibilities there, and it is good for artists to be there, for people to hear them there. But at the same time, you make these choices, and you change some of the things that you're doing, but you don't change who you are, or say, like, well, now that we've been doing this for 15 years, we really want to have a big hit record. If that is the case, we want that big hit record to be, let's say, from Joanna Newsom. We don't just want to buy somebody's product that is a hit record and put it on Drag City.
Yeah.
We want it to be one of our guys, you know, so we don't change who we are. But we keep looking at the landscape and say, what can we do here that's different this year that we need to do without selling our soul?
Dus zonder hun ziel te verkopen. Oké, labelwijs is het dus geen contracten maken en toch overgaan op de streaming service als Spotify, maar wel bij jezelf blijven. Het belangrijkste les misschien wel. En hoe zit dat music-wise?
I learn all the time from Drag City about listening. And that really, I think, began for me. I mean, I could say that it began at the very beginning, but when I really noticed it, it was Gastro del Sol, Mirror Repair. That was the first time where I said, this is something that I would never think to listen to. And now that I'm listening to it to figure out what it is so that I can sell it to people, it's changing things in me.
Mm.
And that continued to happen with not only Gastro del Sol, but certainly an artist like the Palace Brothers, whose focus changed from record to record. You could very easily say, oh, well, I wish they would have stayed the old way that they were forever. But what they're doing now is asking something different of me.
Yeah.
And those are very old examples, you know? I mean, almost every year has something that says, you thought you knew how to listen to a record to me, and then asks me to listen to it in a different way. And I find that to be really amazing.
Een van de artiesten die Ryan van Drag City anders heeft doen luisteren naar muziek is de muzikant Will Oldham. Van hem hoor je nu Palace Music, althans de band Palace Music. Met het nummer New Partner. 3 voor 12 Radio op 3FM.
There's a black tinted sunset with the prettiest of skies. Lay back, rest your head on my thighs. There is some awful action that just breathes from my hand. Just breaths from a deed so exquisitely grand. And you're all unclear. Now you'll haunt me, till I've paid for what I've done. It's a payment which precludes the having of fun. And you're always on my mind. And you're always on my mind. And you're you are always on sun's fading faster. We're ready to go. There's a skirt in the bedroom that's pleasantly low. And the leaves on the moor, oh, the fish in the flow. And my friends still will whisper hello. We all know what we know. It's a hard swath to mow. When you think like a hermit, you forget what you know.
Palace Music. In de label special van 3 voor 12 Radio vanavond besteden we aandacht aan Drag City uit Chicago. Dat is een onafhankelijke platenmaatschappij waar het niet gaat om commercieel succes. Ze hebben immers niet eens contracten met artiesten, maar mensen anders laten luisteren naar muziek. Toch kende het label Drag City in 1995 een groot succes met het soloalbum van Scott Walker, Tilt. Scott had een groot commercieel succes met de Walker Brothers. Maar voor zijn solowerk toen pakte hij het helemaal anders aan. Het was het eerste album van Scott Walker in 11 jaar.
By the time The Drift came out, it felt as if there was a real understanding and acceptance that this man was going to make records in this fashion and that they were going to be great and people were going to love them. But at the time of Tilt, it wasn't that evident.
Yeah.
And this is sort of what I was saying earlier. Scott Walker was sort of saying, what if this was pop music, you know?
Mm.
And the answer is, it is, you know? But you have to move to get there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, that's the way that record happened. And that was another record that... That's a terrific example of an answer to the question that you asked previously. I think that album would be, would have changed my chemistry of how I listen to things and what I call things. And I have gratitude for that.
Okay. Hoe is het Scott Walker dan toch met Tilt in Amerika gelukt om dat uit te brengen op Drag City? Dat album van Scott Walker, dat werd dus toch in Amerika uitgebracht.
At the time that it came out, we were not involved. And as a matter of fact, at that point, Scott Walker was in a situation where he did not have his record released on a U.S. label. You know, it was coming out on, I believe, Philips in the U.K.
Mm.
And Dan was a fan of all the phases of Scott Walker up to that point, from the Walker Brothers through those magnificent early orchestrated solo records and on through to The Electrician and the things that he'd done, Climate of Hunter, after that. So when this record broke the silence, it seemed like an absolutely miraculous record. And Dan went to Philips and said, we would like to license this. And they said, we're fine, thanks. And he went back to them several times over the next year or so and said, we want to license this. I don't know. I don't care if it's a year old. And eventually they relented. And we put it out, I think, nearly 2 years after it had come out in England, right?
Yeah.
Which today is unheard of, I think.
Van het album Tilt, waar het net over ging, van Scott Walker, hoor je nu, al in verte, Farmer in the City.
Do I hear 21, 21, 21? 21. I'll give you 21. This night you are mistaken. I'm a farmer in the city, dark farmhouses against the sky. Every night I must wonder why. Harness on the left nail keeps wrinkling, wrinkling. Then higher above me is you, is you. Can't go by a man from Rio, go by a man from Vigo. Can't go by a man from Ostia. Hey, Nenito, remember that dream we talked. So many times. Do I hear 21, 21, 21? I'll give you 21, 21, 21. Do I hear 21, 21, 21? I'll give you 21, 21, 21. And if I'm not mistaken, we can search from far to far. Dark farmhouses against our eyes. Every night I must realize harness on the left nail keeps withering and withering, then higher above me is you, is you. Can't go by a man in this shirt, go by a man in that shirt. Can't go by a man with brain grass, go by his long, long eyeglass. And I used to be a citizen, but I never felt the pressure. I knew nothing of the horses, nothing of the threshold. Follow, take me with you. It was a journey of a life.
1995. En dit was Jessica Pratt uit 2015. Back Baby van het album On Your Own Love Again. Je hoort het hele uur al Ryan Murphy. Hij is de sales director van het cultlabel Drag City uit Chicago. En je hoort natuurlijk ook alleen maar muziek van die platenmaatschappij. Net dan inderdaad Scott Walker, Jessica Pratt. Een nieuwere artiest die op haar eigen manier folk, rock en melancholie portretteert. En dan is er ook nog garage rock Ty Siegel. Garage rock waarbij je nooit weet hoe een live concert gaat zijn. Behalve dan dat je het altijd gaat onthouden. Ty Siegel is niet vies van een gitaar of zes op zijn projecten. Maar zijn nieuwe album, dat afgelopen vrijdag uitkwam, had een, laat ik het zeggen, iets andere aanpak dan normaal. Namelijk geen enkele gitaren. En wat vond het label daarvan?
Oh, we loved it. After the last record where and the last tour where there was a lot of guitar soloing, it was like, you know what, this almost like makes complete sense to do something different, you know? And of course, what was equally pleasurable about it was that Ty did it in his own way, rather than actually like making a synthesizer album or something, which one, when you say, oh, a guy who's a popular singer is going to have a no guitars record, you think, well, piano or synthesizer. And instead he sort of goes to some Middle Eastern type instruments, some Eastern type things, and he mixes in some of the keyboards as well. And but the other thing that he thinks of is, I'll have two drum kits, you know, and it's just like, it's a pure expression of him. It does not fit into the cliche of what a guy does when he doesn't play with guitars. And it's ingenious, and there was nothing but excitement about it.
Nothing but excitement about it. Natuurlijk wist Drag City dat er geen scheurende gitaren te vinden waren op het album, maar ze hebben er bewust niet een groot ding van gemaakt. Ryan legt uit waarom.
And the other thing was that there was a great deal of discussion about how do we tell people this? Rather than just give it to them on the silver platter up front and say, hey, no guitars, wouldn't it be nice if we allowed them to listen to it thinking that there were guitars and they can make up their own mind, you know, and say, what am I listening to here? What is this? You know? And so that's mostly what we did. And, you know, you will see people who've written reviews that say there are guitars in there, you know? If they hadn't been told by us, they may assume that those are guitars. And, you know, honestly, there's a lot of stringed instruments on there. They're not guitars, but the electric koto and the, you know, the electric bouzouki are, you know, they're not guitars in a way, but they really aren't six-string America and electric guitars. And so, to me, it gives the record a whole different tonality. And we were psyched.
Het gaat Drag City nooit om commerciële successen, maar toch, hoe kijkt Ryan nu naar First Taste, dat nieuwe album dus van Ty Siegel?
It has the potential of being a classic record of ours for being misunderstood as well. To my ears, it is building on the sort of, on a lot of the populist appeal qualities of Freedom's Goblin. It's a very pop record, but like Scott Walker, it's asking your ears to go a different route to get to it than they would normally do. And I'm not sure if everyone hears that yet or if they ever will. Every record has its own story, and I know some people are really psyched about the record, but I do think that it is a classic record and that it's like done in such a way where you know, you have to decide for yourself, and people are often in a really difficult place when they have to decide for themselves, you know?
Laat ik gaan gewoon proberen om jou nu ook zo psyched te maken voor die nieuwe plaat van Ty Siegel van het label Drag City, waar het hele uur hierover ging bij 3 voor 12 Radio op 3FM. Van dat gloednieuwe album is dit Radio.
Choose.
hier op de radio. Gloednieuwe track van Ty Siegel, getiteld Radio. Van het label Drag City, dat centraal staat. Dit laatste uur van 3 voor 12 Radio. Tot slot nog de brandende vraag aan Ryan van Drag City. Welke ondergewaardeerde artiest moet ik nog gedraaid hebben in mijn laatste minuten hier op 3FM?
I think you know that I will tell you everyone, all of them. They're all underrated.
Yeah.
I would say Six Organs of Admittance. He just keeps making amazing records year after year. The last record that he did was one of his best. He's a guy like that.
Six Organs of Admittance. Het belangrijkste muzikale project van gitarist Ben Chesney. Grotendeels gebaseerd op gitaar en vaak beschouwd als nieuwe folk. Dit van zijn album Burning the Threshold. Met Things As They Are op 3FM. Dit was het label special. Dankjewel voor het luisteren. Gezellig.
Crystal sight, summer's excess of love and lies. Angels are necessary beyond the beast and the stars. Man sees the skeleton of the world and he builds things as they desk of man moves by intention. Paris called, you never call back. Understand there's nothing we lack. Cause angels are necessary beyond the beast and the stars. Man sees the skeleton of the world and he builds. Things that do not exist without